8:11 on the Mighty 690. I'm Shane Neal filling in for James this morning, and hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday. And it's time to catch up with all the latest on all things independence and Chamber of Commerce President Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm getting ready for Christmas.
No kidding.
I know. We're on the countdown.
We were doing this morning. We were talking about when we do our This Day in History, it tells us how many days are left in the year, and we're down to 12 days left in the year.
Yep.
Mind-blowing.
I know. My daughter and her husband will be flying in on Saturday, so I'm ready. I'm going to take some time off next week. And James is gone today, so everybody's getting ready for some Christmas.
Yep.
All right. So I thought I would start out by just talking about some free meals that are available in the community. I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago, but this is the time of year when things are a little tight. People are spending their discretionary money sometimes on gifts and things like that, and sometimes it gets a little tight with the household budgets, and food is expensive. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knows of three meals that are available in the community of Independence through the generosity of some churches. So every Tuesday at First Christian Church, 319 West Laurel, they have the Open Arms Diner, and they offer carryout meals from 5 to 5:30. Every Wednesday at the First Baptist Church, 220 South Penn Avenue, they offer a free community meal at 5:45. And then that following Thursday, right next door at the Methodist Church at the Wesley Center, there is also a meal, and it's called the Cuff Meal. And local churches take turns providing the Cuff Meal. And Cuff is an acronym for Community United Feeding Friends. And Wesley Center is located at 111 East Maple. This is a carryout meal as well, and it begins at 6 o'clock. And I was on the website for the Cuff Meal, and if you go to, if you just put in Cuff on Facebook, it pulls it up, and it gives the menu of what they're fixing every week. But also it reports the church that provided the food and how many they served. And last week, the Lutheran Church provided the meal, and they served 179 people. So that's quite the gift to the community, having those meals available. And then just wanted to let everybody know that some fun things are always happening in downtown Independence. Thursday evening at Dickie's Barbecue, they always have live music from starting at 6:30, wrapping up around 8:30 or 9. And Robbie Bell from Coffeeville is going to be playing along with John Hamlin from Independence. So the two of them will be performing this Thursday again at Dickie's Barbecue. So if you're in town and you're downtown doing some last-minute Christmas shopping and you're hungry, just go for dinner and enjoy some live music.
Absolutely.
So that's always fun. And then there's Brian Leedy also plays some live music at Uncle Jack's. He's a very talented keyboardist and vocalist, and I always enjoy listening to him. So that's Friday nights at 6 o'clock. And then if you think you can sing, you can just go across the street to Turbo's and do some karaoke on Friday night starting at 6 o'clock. And then back down the street in the 300 block is King's Bar and Game Room, and they have live music every Friday night starting at 9 o'clock. So lots of fun things in downtown Independence. If you enjoy live music, lots of opportunities for that. Might just remind everybody that the Salvation Army is still looking for volunteers for the Red Kettle campaign. They still need people to ring those bells throughout the holiday season. If you're wanting to do that, call 620-926-0864, and you can ask for Georgiana Epps. You know, kids are going to be out of school, and it's a great family opportunity. Just grab the kids and volunteer to ring a bell and listen to the change hit the kettle. Community National Bank is doing a Stuff the Vault, and this is to collect toiletry items and non-perishable food items and blankets, and those items will be distributed to the food pantry and the Community Crisis Center. And if you want to drop off toiletry items, non-perishable food items, and blankets, take them to 125 North Penn Avenue at Community National Bank until tomorrow, December the 20th. So when you're out and about getting your own groceries, grab a few extra items and then drop them off. So that would be much appreciated. And the reason being is this is also a time where the food pantry gets depleted quickly through the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. So they do appreciate local volunteers for that. And then I also mentioned, I'll go ahead and say this, that the blankets and the toiletry items are all going to the Community Crisis Center. And the Community Crisis Center is also the organization who took over the Adopt-A-Family program this year that Jim Kelly for years had taken care of and made happen for many families in the community. And they raised $16,000. They supported 92 families, which gave 260 kids Christmas gifts. So the crisis team is doing good works in the community and appreciates our support. Mm-hmm. So basketball. So Independence is playing Coffeyville. That'll be fun tonight. Girls play at 6, boys play at 7:30, and it'll be on the radio, right?
Yes, it will. Sunshine 98.9.
Okay. So if you can't make the game, just turn on the radio and tune in. And we'll just wish both the teams well.
Yeah.
So,
last game before break, I think, for both
teams.
That's
right.
So, yeah.
I know. So it'll be fun. And then tonight, we have business after hours at Apricot Lane, 210 North Penn Avenue at 5 o'clock. And this will be a fun night as well. So Apricot Lane has been doing all of these specials leading up to Christmas. And I was talking to their store manager, Jen Rutledge, and she's telling me what the specials are that they've actually been publicizing day by day, but I've got the full list in front of me, so I'm going to spill the beans and let you know a few things. So tonight, if you come to Business After Hours and you do some shopping while you're there and you spend over $100 in merchandise, you get a $20 gift card. So that's like getting an extra Christmas gift.
Right.
So get some shopping done, and if you hit the $100 mark, you're going to walk away with another gift to check off of your list. So that is today. Spend $100, get 20 off. And then the rest of them will be on the 20th, $10 off any top. On the 21st, $10 off some boots. And on the 22nd, $10 off puffer vests. You probably don't know what that is, but they're very popular for the girls.
Yeah.
And the 23rd, any two sweaters for $50. And then on the 24th, every purchase, you receive a $10 gift card. So I share all of that because I appreciate you letting us be on the air, and we want to make sure our money stays in the county and stays in our communities. And right now, we're down to crunch time, and you might not be able to get it shipped in fast enough without paying an extra mailing charge. So we need to shop downtown Coffeyville, downtown Independence, and Caney and Cherryvale, and keep all of our money in the county. So if you're listening and you want to come to Business After Hours tonight, show up at 5 o'clock. They'll have lots of fun things beyond what I just mentioned to offer. You can get some of your Christmas shopping done and enjoy the downtown. So Red Cross Blood Drive is coming to town tomorrow. They're at the Wesley Center, 111 West Maple, from 11 to 5. But you need to make an appointment. So you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can go to redcross.org and make an appointment to do that. Now, Santa has been in Independence, you know, throughout the Christmas season, but his last stop in Independence is going to be at L2 Realty, which is at 4045 County Road 3900, and it will be this Thursday, the 21st, from 4:30 to 5:30. Santa will be there, and he's also going to have his reindeer, because when he flies in on his sleigh, he'll just land out there by L2, and then you can take pictures with Santa and his reindeer. If you want to know where 4045 County Road 3900 is, it's basically on South 10th Street, right out there by BARDA Animal Hospital. Can't miss it. If you get to the college, you've gone too far. You can get your picture taken, as I said. And then on Saturday, Buddy the Elf will be in town, and he'll be at Apricot Lane from 10 to 1, and they're going to have cookies and milk. So if you've already seen Santa and you've seen the Grinch, why not see Buddy the Elf?
That'll going to say, complete the whole Christmas
tour. I know. So that'll be fun. Again, that's this Saturday, Apricot Lane from 10 to 1, so mark that on your calendar. So after that, we're going to be kicking off the new year. Everybody's going to be making their New Year's resolutions. And on Monday, January the 1st, hikers and bikers can head out to Elk City State Park, because the first day hike We'll have two hikes out there, one starting at 9 o'clock at the Green Thumb Trail, followed by another one at Table Mound Trail at 11. And at 1 o'clock, you can head over to Eagle Rock Mountain Bike Trail for a first day ride. So you can hike and bike, or you can hike and bike.
There
so
you go.
All on the same day. And then First Friday will be coming up on January the 5th, sponsored by Coffeeville Coffee Company right here in town. And Ron Bryce is going to be there, and they're going to brew some of the Coffeeville Coffee Company coffee. Say that fast. So that'll be fun that we have. We'll be able to taste some of the great coffee that they provide. And then I'll just give you a few other things as we wrap up the year. Independence Community College will be playing Cowley County on Saturday, January the 6th in the afternoon at 2 and 4. So you can mark your calendar for some good basketball. And then the Bulldogs will be back at it after the holiday break. They're going to play Chanute on January the 12th. And then on Sunday, January the 14th, it's the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Community Celebration, sponsored by the Chamber's Diversity Task Force and RSVP, and that celebration will be at 2 o'clock at the Independence High School Performing Arts Center at 1301 North 10th Street. And if you have not attended the MLK celebration, you have missed out. It is an incredible celebration. Great speakers, great information, music. It's just a wonderful community event honoring Dr. Martin Luther King. And everybody is welcome, and I'll continue to talk about the things that they have planned for that, but put that on your calendar. And then lastly, I was just making a suggestion off air that, you know, you said you have the question of the day?
Yeah, the Coffeeville Coffee Company question of the day.
Yeah, okay, so my suggestion, listeners, is do you say poinsettia or do you say poinsettia? So maybe that will be one of your questions of the day before the end of the year.
Well, and you said a couple people in your family have differing opinions on that, right?
I know. So my kids and myself, I must say, have said poinsettia forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was around somebody who knows their flowers. I think I was in a flower shop, and they spoke the word poinsettia, and I immediately thought, that is the way you spell it. Have I been saying it wrong all these years? So I changed over, and I say poinsettia, and my kids say every time, Mom, that's not how you say it. So
poinsettia almost sounds like a more like elaborate word. Like it almost sounds like
fancy.
It's more fancy. Right, it's fancier.
Yeah.
Poinsettia. Yeah.
Yeah. But
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to ask that. We'll have to poll the masses and see what they have to say. But
yeah.
I know that the KGGF staff have been going back and forth when we're recording our Christmas promos about how you say it. So,
well, I Googled it this morning, but I'm not gonna let the cat out about what I found, and maybe I can find it both ways. But it is interesting to read online how it came to how the plant came to be called.
Right.
Poinsettia.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, we're giving some away with our Cinema Santa, so you know, people can learn how to say it while they have one.
That's
so
right.
There you go.
They're beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, of course, and throughout the year, and happy holidays to you and your family, and we look forward to talking to you more in 2024.
Thank you. I'll be back. And just lastly, I just want to say how much I appreciate the radio station giving both Candy and I an opportunity to be on the radio and to share information about what's happening in the communities regarding the Chamber of Commerce and all of the activities and events that make Independence and Coffeeville have a great quality of life where people choose our communities to live. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Well, we love being a part of the community, and we love obviously promoting all the great stuff that happens here in Southeast Kansas. So let's step away. Fox News just around the corner. We'll have Open Line just around the corner as well. It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.